And when I got there, the parking lot was empty. The lights were off as soon as I got out of the car, and worst fears to fruition that quickly.
Sure, because I'm sure that never had happened before.
Absolutely not.
If you can't just go through what you did at that point.
The first thing I did was call my mother-in-law to make sure she hadn't gotten her. At that point, I walked through the gate on leading to the playground. Obviously, you know, I was banging on the windows all the way down there, checking to see if my daughter was hiding someplace constantly while calling everybody on the list of people that could have picked up my daughter to cross them off the list at the same time. I didn't know what to do.
Eventually, you heard your daughter crying and screaming inside. You knew to do something.
Shortly thereafter, a teacher actually showed up. So we started banging on the windows. And as I was moving down the building, she heard her first. Started trying to, you know, open the door, take the windows out of the door without damaging property. When she started screaming my name, I didn't know if she was hurt. So the patients left, and the first thing that was there was a bike, and that went into the door.
Now, according to the daycare, and from what we heard from police, they said that she had been signed out, and their person had done a sweep of the building.
I've never had any problem with anybody there. They've always showed great care and a lot of love for my daughter, and I'm sure they feel terrible. From what I understand, she was signed out at a certain time. From what I understand, it was around 4:35 that supposedly my mother-in-law picked her up. So I don't know how long she was missing before then that they realized she was gone and had signed her out. Because evidently nobody saw her leave. About, you know, 10, 15 minutes later, when the group was coming in from outside, somebody did see her. The log wasn't changed. So now my question is, you know, was she lost once and that was just them covering their butts? Or did they lose her twice?
Now, you were complimentary of the daycare, but you have opted to send your daughter to another daycare.
Yeah, the trust is gone. That's not coming back. When something like that happens, a broken arm, a stubbed toe, they fill out the reports and they have to let us know, and that's a completely different scenario. But when something like this is, you know, that trust has been betrayed.